Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, and Nikki.
We're back. We're always here.
We never left.
I don't think we did.
In fact, our accommodations after the last show that we did have just grown immensely.
I know.
We have the shower facilities. The owners have installed full kitchen facilities. We have everything going on here. Look what's going on here.
I know. Everything we need.
We have, look at the size of that TV screen.
I know.
All the sports channels we want.
You can have the sports channels.
Thank you, Norm and Mike, for making 98.5 WUPS my home away from home.
There we go.
And nobody cares.
No, they probably don't.
Because people tell you things all the time. And frankly, let's just be honest, folks. Who cares?
They don't.
I care. I'm an attorney. I'm supposed to care.
Yes.
And I do care.
You do.
But if you think about it, every, you know, convenience worker, anyone who works with the public behind a counter, you know, people approach them all day long, and you know who you are because we know those people, and you want to tell that. It's like Facebook. You want everyone to know about your vacation, about what you just did over the weekend. Frankly, maybe two or three people care. The general public could care less.
They could care less.
So stop telling everybody.
I know.
You could be at the checkout grocery line, and the lady in front of you or man is telling the cashier this huge story as if they care.
They're just being polite and listening.
They do not. Think about the post office workers. They get it every day.
Think about the hairdressers. They get it every day.
Yeah, they get paid to care. I care.
Yes, you care. Do. Yes, I do.
And I love when the listeners call because that's my job. I care.
Yes. The phone calls and the emails, that's great.
But when you're online at a store, you're trying to pay for gas, you're trying to get your, you know, mail or anything.
Right.
Enough with the stories, balancing the checkbook, get moving. I need to get going.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
I know.
I think everybody would agree with that.
Yes, they would.
Huge show.
Huge.
Who's on the show?
Dr. Bob Townsend.
And what is he running for?
97th District.
For the House of Representatives.
Yes.
We must get Dr. Bob elected.
Definitely.
Get out and vote. If your family and friends are not registered to vote, across the board, get out and vote.
Oh, yes.
But if you live in the district, the 97th district, which is Clare, Roscommon,
Clare Gladwin
area.
Yes.
Internac. We'll have Dr. Bob. You can hear him in the background. We'll have him on in a moment. Talk about those areas.
Yes. So get out and vote.
Get out and vote. Huge show.
Huge show.
Huge show. So how's your weekend going?
My weekend is great.
Anything exciting?
Well, grandkids, of course.
Of course.
I love them to death.
Do you think I care? They're not my grandkids. It's like Facebook. Are you trying to Facebook me right now?
Yeah, right.
It's like putting something on the back of your vehicle.
Like, I know.
Other than you, who cares?
True.
I mean, the fact that you ran a marathon, I could care less.
Right.
So you have to put that.
Your kids in what?
Soccer.
Yeah, and on the honor roll and stuff.
We don't care. I'd rather look at a sign on the side of a highway than someone's back window with everything that has to do with everywhere they've traveled and their entire life and existence. It's just another layer of Facebook.
Yeah, and it's a distraction.
And we have no choice but to look at it because we're behind them.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a distraction when you're driving.
Absolutely.
To have to try to read all those things.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I have a big announcement.
Okay.
And then Dr. Bob's coming on ASAP.
Yes.
I finally have a date, time, and location for this huge cannabis conference that Cannabis Legal Group and Levitt Law Firm is conducting.
Oh, that's great.
I'll say it again. I'm about to announce the date, time, and location. It will take place in Mount Pleasant here.
Okay.
At the Comfort Inn.
All right.
My good buddy Tommy O'Connor's over there. O'Connor, I love that name. He does a great job. It's going to be October 28th. 1 p.m., Comfort Inn. We've been talking about this week in and week out, so if you or someone you know is interested in the legal business of cannabis, as the laws, and we're going to talk to Dr. Bob about this, as the laws have now changed and are changing every day,
right,
then you are going to want to attend this conference. There will be lawyers,
right,
who work for Cannabis Legal Group that will be able to discuss and give you guidance in regards to how you can set up a legitimate business now and when the laws take effect.
Okay, that's
and there good. Are a lot of you out there. So in order, to, but there's limited seating.
Okay.
You have to go to CannabisLegalGroup.com and register and get one of those coveted seats.
All right.
It's just not, everybody's not going to be allowed in. You have to have a seat, and it's not free.
Right.
Because this information is from lawyers.
Right.
Who spend a lot of time during the week and on weekends guiding their clients to put them in a position to operate these legitimate businesses.
Correct.
And it's a billion-dollar industry. So go to CannabisLegalGroup.com and get one of those seats today. And it's taking place in Mount Pleasant, Comfort Inn, October 28th, 1 p.m. I look forward to seeing you all there. Without further ado, Dr. Bob, welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It's great to have you back.
It's great to be here, Todd. Now, I brought some pictures of some ribs I barbecued this weekend that we can look at, and then I want to tell you about my son's football game out at Farwell. he's a freshman and actually got to play in the second half, so I'm really pleased to see that.
Well, congratulations. So is that in reference to, obviously, you're sitting in the studio, was that in reference to the second layer of Facebook when you're driving behind someone's vehicle or you're at the counter? Is that what you're doing here?
Well, it's the third layer, so I'm actually live telling you all this stuff and brought pictures.
But you are my friend, so I actually care about the fact that I love the way you cook. And second, your son is an awesome football player, so I'm stoked that he got to play football.
So was I, and so was he.
Now, we have a lot to talk about, but you brought me a present, which I love. Look at Dr. Bob, folks. He brought me a doll, a D-O-L-L, a Breaking Bad Saul Goodman little caricature here. And I love Saul Goodman. I love that guy. I mean, that show Breaking Bad is one of my favorite all-time shows. And so I'm honored that I have a picture of Walter White, a little bobblehead Walter White in my office. Now I can put Saul Goodman right next to Walter, so I appreciate it. I just need Jesse now.
Well, I've got Jesse, Walter, and Saul on my desk up in Gaylord. I came dressed as Walter White for Halloween last year, and I may do it this year.
Best show ever, period, on television. Black Sails, another great show. So, Dr. Bob, you are running for which district, and what is the geographical area?
Well, it's the 97th House District, Todd, and it goes from Aranac County over by Al Gray all the way over through Gladwin County, Clare County, and then the eastern half of Osceola out to Everett or so.
Outstanding. And you won the primary. The general election takes place when?
November 8th.
Okay, so we need everybody to do what?
We need everybody to sit down and talk to somebody about me. If you agree with the things that I stand for and what I'm saying, I need you to go out and talk to some people. I can't meet everybody in the district personally, and I really need the help of all your listeners here, Todd.
If I could move into the district and vote for you, I surely would, but I have contacted all my family and friends, but that's not enough. We need everybody to vote for Dr. Bob Townsend on that important date.
Well, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let's talk about, for those who are just meeting you for the first time, what are you about? What are you looking to do? What have you done?
Well, I'm a pain and addiction doctor. I live in Clare, Michigan. And basically, I'm standing for health care, criminal justice reform, education, and small business. So I think the easiest way to look at it is if you have chronic pain or addictions, I think that you should be treated as a patient, not as a criminal. I think that if you're going to be charged with a crime, you ought to be able to at least point to a victim or a potential victim. I think that small business is the backbone of our economy, and consumers with money in their pockets drive small businesses. I think that making sure that they have money in their pocket versus giving tax breaks to big business is the key to success here. And I think with education, I think teachers need to have the tools they need to teach our kids. And I can't think of a more important job than a teacher. They're shaping our futures.
Absolutely. I always tell the listeners, I think we should have a 3-hour class day, and the rest of the day, students should learn a trade. Because a lot of those students are going to grow up, and they're not going to need a lot of those courses that is put before them. I'm just saying, like social studies, math. I haven't used any of that since I was a kid, and I had to sit there and be tortured by all that. So if they get out there and learn a trade, how to weld, how to build, how to do finished carpentry, how to sew, how to knit, any type of trade, we need to rebuild this country. That's just my own position, not that of the radio station or Dr. Bob Townsend. What is your position on the issue of legalization of marijuana?
My position on the issue of legalization, I don't think people ought to be arrested for marijuana. I think that we've got a good petition that came out with Am I Legalized that decriminalized it. Unfortunately, due to some shenanigans on the part of our legislature, the petition was just basically knocked out. 500,000 people signed petitions in Michigan this year. And with a stroke of a pen, they knocked out two regarding medical marijuana and one regarding fracking. And they did it with partisan politics. The Republicans did it. They voted to put it into an immediate effect as if it's some sort of an emergency. And they rushed it through, and they just disqualified the petitions 2 weeks before they were due to be turned in.
Wow.
I think that's shenanigans.
Absolutely. And we have to take a quick break here. We're talking with Dr. Bob Townsend, who's running for the 97th District House of Representatives. Dr. Bob will be with us the entire show. When we come back from break, I want to talk about the Senate and the House and all the bills that have been passed that will take effect hopefully sometime in the next year. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Leva Law Show. Starting our second segment, Strong Nikki and Dr. Bob. Big announcement, October 28th, 1 p.m., Comfort Inn, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Cannabis Legal Group. Look it up online, cannabislegalgroup.com. Together with Levitt Law Firm, putting on a huge cannabis conference. And there's limited seating and tickets available, so make sure you go to cannabislegalgroup.com and get one of those coveted seats if you're interested in opening up a business, starting a business, or anything to do with cannabis. Okay, back to Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob, we're joined by Dr. Bob Townsend, running for the 97th District. He's my friend. Please vote for Dr. Bob. We need this man in office. I cannot stress that enough. If there is one person in the state of Michigan or the country that we as a people need in office, it's Dr. Bob. So if you know someone in and around his district, please tell them to vote.
Well, thank you, Todd. That's a good, strong recommendation. I appreciate that.
So before we went to break, I just questioned and asked you to talk briefly about the passing of those bills and what you plan on doing once you're in office or how you feel about everything.
Well, the bills came out basically to legalize commercial marijuana and dispensaries, grow operations, distributorships, and things like that. And it was done basically from a corporate standpoint. It really knocked out the little guy, the basic caregiver. Now, while caregivers will still be able to take care of their up to five patients, when they were supplying the dispensaries that opened up early on, they were getting a little extra money in their pocket. We were seeing people get new cars, do home repairs, buy appliances, school clothes for their kids. All this has been taken away from the common person here in Michigan. It's being turned into basically big business for cannabis. And unless you have $150,000, $200,000, you're not even going to be able to participate in this, and I don't like that.
Absolutely. That was my concern, was that it would knock out the caregivers. But as you said, caregivers will still be able to provide medicine for their patients.
As a matter of fact, caregivers are needed more now than ever before, because the cannabis that they're going to be able to provide for their patients as medicine is going to be far cheaper than what they can buy over in the dispensaries, simply because of all the regulation and costs involved in the dispensary system.
It's interesting that this is passing, but yet recreational marijuana is not. It's been, as you said during the first segment, has just been destroyed, at least for November, by the governor and Republicans.
Pretty much, yeah. They've got this thing going on in the House and the Senate right now where they have the numbers needed to put everything under the sun into immediate effect. They took a vote on this. They were able to pass it, and then they moved to have it go into immediate effect on a standing vote, which is not recorded. But they were able to get the number of votes, or so they claim, to put it into immediate effect. Other emergency measures that they've put into immediate effect recently include Hunter Pink. You know, obviously that's a earth-shattering emergency-type measure, and they wanted to make sure that went into immediate effect rather
Hunter
than
Hunter Pink?
Hunter Pink. It's the authorization to wear Hunter Pink in addition to Hunter Orange. And it had to be put into immediate effect because they couldn't wait until next April to let it go into effect, as the Michigan Constitution says.
Women love wearing Hunter Pink.
That's wonderful. I'm happy that they can. But did we need to put that into immediate effect in violation of our Constitution here in the state?
Nothing should ever be done in violation of the Constitution.
I would tend to agree. And what they're doing is, as you know, that there's a certain way that, you know, normally when a law is passed, it goes into effect the next April after the end of the session. The reason for that was to give people time to get used to the law. You know, if they want me wearing purple socks in my profession, okay, I got to go out and buy purple socks now. But what they're doing is, because they have the two-thirds majority in the Senate and enough in the House, they're putting every single bill they pass into immediate effect, which is designed for emergency measures, and then it goes into effect as soon as the governor signs it.
That's unreal.
Well, it's shenanigans. You know, it's the type of shady stuff that I want to go to Lansing to fix. What we need is at least one chamber in the legislature that is controlled by the other party. And we have a very good chance as Democrats of being able to take control of the House this election. That way there, at least both houses have to work together. Bills will go into effect the next April as they were intended to. This immediate effect was designed for emergency things like the Flint water crisis. We have to do something right now, so let's put it into immediate effect. I don't think Hunter Pink is an immediate effect type bill. I don't think that the petitions, the two for marijuana and the one anti-fracking petition, I don't think it was necessary to put that in those changes into immediate effect just before the signatures were due. I think they were designed specifically by fracking interests and other interests to crush the petitions this year. And I don't think that's the way our legislature should work.
I agree 100% with that. Quick question, in regards to when the Senate bills and the House and the combination as a package, when will that take effect? Is it your thought April of 2017 or thereafter?
The bills specify 90 days after the government signs them, after the governor signs it.
90 days?
Yeah, 90 days.
Okay, 90 days. Let's move on. There's some other issues and topics you wanted to discuss. Dr. Bob, I want to ask you, who's backing you? Who supports you?
Well, my family's a very big supporter of me. Lori's real happy with it. And so are my kids. They're actually out working the trail with me a little bit. But basically, the people that are supporting me are the folks of the 97th District. I think another thing that really sets my campaign apart is my principles and my integrity. Now, there's a difference between true political courage and false political courage. And I'll give you a good example of that. Every position that I've ever put out, I stand by. If new information comes in, I may change it a little bit to take into account the new information, but I've never once changed one of my core positions in order to get an endorsement. My funding, as I said, comes from the 97th District. So if the members of the 97th District want somebody to go to Lansing to speak for them, I'm the only candidate that derives all of my support from the voters of the 97th District.
But the important thing is, Dr. Bob, and we're talking to Dr. Bob Townsend, who's running for office. A lot of you vote, but a lot of people don't vote. They're not even registered to vote. So we need each and every one of you, all of you out there across the state of Michigan, not just the 97th District, but if you are in the 97th District, talk to your family members, your loved ones, your coworkers. Get them to register if they live within that district so they can go out and vote.
Exactly. And tell them a little bit about what you heard on our radio show and saw on my website, roberttownsendfor97.com.
And when we come back from break, we're going to continue talking to my good friend, Dr. Bob Townsend, who brought me a Breaking Bad Sal Goodman doll here that I am so proud of, and it's going to go in my office. I love it, Dr. Bob. And we'll continue with more information right after this. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
No, come on. We say it every week.
I know we do.
We are now increased to 42 and a half listeners.
All right.
Absolutely. A friend, she's tuning in. She's pregnant. She's halfway through her pregnancy. She said she's been listening. 42 and a half listeners.
There we go.
Does that count?
Yeah, I think it should.
And last week I was dehydrated.
Yes, you were.
I feel great right now.
Yes, you're doing a lot better this week.
All week long, people came up to me, hey, Todd, can I get you some water? What are you talking about? Because on the radio, you said you were dehydrated.
Yep, I remember.
I am completely hydrated.
Good.
I have to run to the boys' room, but I'm hydrated.
There you go.
Hey, we have a big announcement.
Yes, we do.
Go right ahead.
We've got your Cannabis Legal Group Conference is going to be at the Comfort Inn in Mount Pleasant on October 28th at 1 p.m.
Where can they register?
They have to go to cannabislegalgroup.com to get one of the coveted seats. You have to register, and it is not free of charge.
It's not free, but if you're present, you are going to have access to attorneys who have practiced in Washington, Colorado, who are now part of Bart Morris Jr.'s law firm in Royal Oak, the Cannabis Legal Group, and these are the top of the top. So
yeah, they're going to need this class to go into this business.
And if would like to be a small business owner, you can also contact my office at 989-772-6000. I also am part of the group and can assist you with regulations, contracting, and guidance to help you also get through this process. But I will not do so until after the conference.
Right, right.
So you can contact me, but it's all about the conference.
Yes, it is.
Huge information.
It is a lot of information.
And if you can't make it to the conference, there will be more. One will be held in Grand Rapids sometime thereafter.
Okay, that's good.
Who are we talking with?
We're talking with Dr. Bob Townsend.
And he's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
And he looks great this morning.
Yes, he does.
No, he really
Awake.
Does. He looks great. He's got a nice sweater on. A military sweater, because he's a military guy.
Yes, he is.
So I want to thank Dr. Bob Townsend for serving in the military. And Nikki, I want to speak to Dr. Bob let's talk about your support of law enforcement and what you would do once you're in office.
Well, Todd, actually, a lot of people don't realize I used to be in public safety back when I was in college. I was a paramedic in Lansing, Michigan for quite a few years, and I worked closely with law enforcement. I've always had a favorable impression of them. I think that my support of law enforcement means getting them the equipment and training that they need, specifically good training, vests. I'd like to have body cameras on every police officer, not only for their own personal safety, but to record their interactions with the public. I think that's an important thing.
Absolutely. And I'm a defense attorney, obviously. I say it every week. I am very pro-law enforcement. And, you know, people say, you're a defense attorney and you're pro-law enforcement? Well, absolutely. I'm also a citizen. And when you're in need, who do you call? You call upon law enforcement. And I have a lot of friends who work for various agencies, from the troopers to the sheriff to the city to tribal officers and the county. They do a great job out there. So I definitely support law enforcement. As a defense attorney, I will advocate. I will stand up against my friends on the other side. But at the end of the day, we're doing our jobs, and I'll still do my job. But I do support law enforcement. And let me ask you about civil asset forfeiture. What's your position on that?
I think it's wildly overused. The vast majority of civil asset forfeiture is used against one particular substance in drug enforcement. Civil asset forfeiture is when the police can come in with a warrant and basically seize everything in your home. That does not involve a conviction. It doesn't even involve charges many times. They just take it and auction it off if you can't bond it out. I think that civil asset forfeiture, which was used in the war on drugs, which is really the war on marijuana, is blatantly overused. I think that it is used to pressure individuals into taking plea bargain agreements, basically just punishing them without trial or conviction. I think that we need to reform our civil asset forfeiture laws in the state to basically protect your assets unless there's an actual conviction of a crime.
So not probable cause, actual conviction.
Actual conviction. I went to the civil asset forfeiture auction in Cadillac recently, and it sickened me. There were children's snowmobiles and bikes. There were stuffed toys. There's a baby stroller there. Why are these things being seized?
But there is the laws have been modified over the last few years in regards to the standard to which police can now seize property. Before, they could obtain a search warrant, and the standard of proof that was required by law enforcement to seize all this property was somewhat low. It's been narrowed.
It's still very low, Todd. It does not require a conviction. And quite frankly, we shouldn't be seizing people's property unless there's an actual conviction.
Oh, I agree. I'm a defense attorney. I agree with you 100%. I've had cases over the last 22 years where I have seen so much property seized. It had nothing to do with any type of illegal activity. In fact, a few of my cases in the end where my clients were found not guilty by a jury, you know, they had to deal with all this property and posting bond. So here's what happens.
They still don't get their property back, even though they were acquitted. And but that's wrong.
Based on the value of the property, you have to post bond within a certain period of time once the property is seized. If you fail to post that bond or cannot come up with the bond amount, then the property is forfeited.
It's gone. Even without a charge, a conviction.
I've seen law enforcement take musical equipment, couches, automobiles, boats that some of my clients had owned for years, and they took them while they were still innocent until proven guilty. So when you see someone's property, in essence, you're saying you're guilty before you've even had your day in court.
Well, you seize the property, and then, as you pointed out, unless you can bond it out, you can't get it back, even if you do have your day in court and are acquitted.
And the more property that is seized, the higher the value, the higher the bond you have to post.
Correct.
And that's where the difficulty lies.
Yeah, and the other problem is that money goes directly into the agencies that seized it. It should go into the general fund.
So what you're saying is some agencies, I'm not even pointing fingers, may have an incentive to seize more property.
It's called policing for profit, yes. And it's a common claim.
I will go on the record and say I haven't seen in recent years too much of that in regards to my own practice. As I'm saying that, I have the cases in my head and the clients in mind who were affected by that. But in recent years, at least in mid-Michigan here where I practice, I haven't seen too much of that overreaching in regards to asset forfeiture.
We've got good law enforcement in our area here, but I think the best way to handle that is just take out the incentive completely and prevent the charge from even being
absolutely
raised. Let's just, if you're going to seize somebody's property, do it after conviction.
I know down when I worked in Metro Detroit, the city of Detroit or the prosecutor's office used to do these prostitution stings. So if, you know, there's these gentlemen from the suburbs that would cross 8 Mile, end up approaching someone on a corner for services, they would take the car. So
yes.
There was that involved also. I had a number of cases such as that when I worked in Metro Detroit. I would get these calls, and I don't want my wife to know. It was usually men. I don't want my wife to know, but I lost my vehicle, and it's, you know, my wife is, she can't find out.
Chances are she'd probably notice the car was missing and be a little curious about that.
We had to move pretty quick on those cases.
Yeah.
It was like a cattle call when those clients would go before the magistrate. How do you plead? They would offer these deferral programs, pay a fine, get your car back. So you'd have to buy your car back and pay a fine to the city. So
yes.
There you go, double dipping again.
And that money goes to the law enforcement agency. It doesn't go to the general fund where it can go out to schools or whatever else the general fund spends money on.
If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with my good friend, Dr. Bob Townsend, candidate at the 97th District, who's running for the House of Representatives. We have to go to break, but out of which cities and towns?
It goes from Augrey to Everett, so basically it's Aranac, Gladwin, Clare, and the eastern half of Osceola County.
You won the primary. You're now on the ballot in November. Remember the name Townsend. Let's say medical doctor after that. We'll say MD.
No, it's not. You can't put a doctor. Just remember Robert Townsend.
Robert Townsend. Great name, great guy, great candidate. He's going to do a great job for the citizens of the state of Michigan. We have to go to break, and we'll be right back, Nikki. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I had a huge announcement at the beginning of the show and throughout the show. I'll repeat it one more time, so don't tune out. How to start and license your medical marijuana business. I'll say it again. How to start and license your medical marijuana business. That conference is taking place October 28, 1 p.m., Comfort Inn, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. You have to register at cannabislegalgroup.com. It's not free. There's only limited seats available. There will be attorneys from Cannabis Legal Group from downstate who have practiced all over the country in regards to these issues and what we're trying to accomplish, who will be on hand to guide, educate, and provide knowledge and techniques and legal representation for you. So cannabislegalgroup.com, check it out. We'll be talking about it every week until the seminar. I'll be there also. Hope to see all of you there. Dr. Bob Townsend, special guest of the show, the Todd Levitt Law Show. We'll also be podcasting this on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. If you missed any portion of it, catch it, because Dr. Bob, we've had a great conversation. I appreciate you being here, and you brought me Sal Goodman, Breaking Bad doll. I love it.
Yeah, I got one for you and my other favorite attorney. So I've got Walter White on my desk up in Gaylord.
You look great this morning. You're wearing army green.
Yeah, it's just my old army sweatshirt.
You were in the Army?
Yeah, I was a medic in the Army, and then I went through ROTC at Michigan State and became an officer in the Army.
Thank you for serving.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Bob, I always tell the listeners, if you really pay attention to who controls your life, it's not the federal government. Everybody is so, you know, into the debate and are you for Trump? Are you for Hillary? Oh, what's going to happen if he wins or she wins? But as someone who's a political science major and I love politics myself and I stay tuned to it as much as I can, it's really the local governments and the state government that controls our daily lives, not so much the federal government. I mean, if you really take a look at who controls what we do from day to day. In regards to the speed limit on the way to the studio, that's state controlled, not federally controlled.
Yeah, that's right. The state government pretty much controls everything within the state, from our income taxes to our highway repairs to our public schools.
To what time you take out the trash, to how far off you can build from the road or the edge of a river. It's not the federal government unless your property borders a federal park. Other than that, folks, your day-to-day lives are controlled by those who we elect to office, and we need to elect my friend Bob Townsend of the 97th District, because I know that when he helps pass legislation, it'll be for the interest of the people.
The biggest difference between me and my opponent is I'll actually work for the people in the 97th, because they're the ones that are paying the bills for my campaign.
Bottom line is, you are not accepting money from big corporations.
I'm not accepting money from the big corporations, from the unions. Planned Parenthood hasn't sent me anything. You know, I'm basically pretty poor and running this on a shoestring with good ideas and shoe leather.
Your vote cannot be purchased.
No, and my integrity isn't for sale. I've seen other candidates in this race change their position in exchange for endorsements and things. That's not my game. My campaign's pretty poor, everybody. So if you want to go to my website, right at the bottom is Act Blue, and you can send me some money. And that's Robert Townsend for 97.com.
Will you come back on the show prior to the election?
Yeah, I'll come back one more time. I think we're probably going to have some new issues coming up. We've got a couple of events that are coming up. We're going to be showing a movie at the Ideal Theater over in Clare. And that's going to be Requiem to the American Dream. It talks about how we went from a manufacturing to a financial basis of our economy and why your income as workers and consumers really doesn't matter anymore to the people like the DeVosses.
Give out your website one more time for the listeners and the voters in your district.
It's RobertTownsend497.com, and four is spelled out.
And look, listeners, obviously, a good majority of you do not live within the geographical district in which Dr. Bob Townsend is running for, but you may have friends or family that do live within that district, and please recommend Dr. Bob Townsend. You just can't vote for certain candidates and not others. So you might vote for president, governor. I'm not saying that the governor's not up for re-election this time around. I'm just saying a lot of times people will look at ballots and they won't vote for the Michigan Supreme Court. They'll just vote for one candidate, and then they'll move on. We want you to vote for your representative.
Well, the biggest problem that I run into is that I've got a lot of people that go on out and that I talk to, and they say, God, Bob, you've got quite a few great ideas, but you're running as a Democrat, and I can't vote for a Democrat. Let's not vote for parties. Let's vote for the person on the ticket. I have a tremendous amount of support from Democrats and Republicans alike. As a matter of fact, a lot of Trump people who like the independent businessman that speaks his mind and isn't beholden on special interest money, they see a lot of those same qualities in me. My positions are very well defined, and they actually mean something. They're not generic feel-good things like, you know, I like my mom and I love apple pie. You know, I actually have positions. So go to my website, have a look at them, and see what you think.
Absolutely, and we can't thank you enough for taking the time to come to the studio on a Sunday morning and spend time with Nikki and myself and all the listeners. Can't thank you enough, Dr. Bob, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here with us this early in the morning, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. when we started the show. And we'll see you back in a couple weeks, and have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Todd. I appreciate you having me over. We'll sit down and see if we have some cool stuff for you next time.
Thank you for the Sal Goodman Breaking Bad little caricature, by the way.
Oh, I saw that and I was thinking of you, Todd.
Thank you, my man. Thank you so much. Nikki, another great show.
Awesome show.
Dr. Bob Townsend always delivers.
Yes, he does.
You know, he'll never let us down.
No, he won't.
That's why we have him on the show.
Of course.
I'm not just going to allow someone to come on the show for an hour and just talk about anything.
That's right.
That's how important his message is and how I feel about him.
Yes, his message is very important.
But the problem I have is that people don't vote, and most people don't vote.
You're right.
No, they really don't. The minority controls the majority.
Yes.
And you need to register to vote, and vote for God's sakes.
Yes, you have to. That's you're right.
And like Dr. Bob said, it's don't vote party, vote person and what they represent and what they're going to do for you.
Oh, definitely.
Don't toe the party line just because you're a Republican or Democrat and you have to vote Republican or Democrat. Take a look at the issues and what the individuals stand for. And Dr. Bob has been a major supporter of, you know, everything and anything to do with Am I Legalized and all those important issues.
Yes.
He is for the people.
Yes, he is. Definitely.
So I'm tired of politicians toeing the party line, and that's why I back him the way I back him. Plus, he's my friend.
There you go.
We have to, that's it.
That's it. We're done.
I'm not leaving a studio. Look at all these amenities.
I know.
We should just hang out all day and watch football.
All right. I don't like football.
All right. You going to go look at the birds?
I'm going to go see my grandson.
All right. That was a Facebook moment. Nobody cares.
I know.
All right, Nikki, listen, I care. You're my friend. Listen, have a great week, everybody. Be safe. Go outside. Do something fun. Just live.
Just live.
Just live. Go outdoors. And I don't care if it's raining, snowing, whatever it is. Just go outside.
That's right.
You don't have to sit inside all the time.
No, you don't.
You know, when I go home, I'm outside. I'm biking.
I know
walking.
You are.
And I bike around neighborhoods, and it's not like when I grew up or you grew up. I mean, there were people out everywhere.
Oh, there were.
Everybody comes home and they stay inside.
Yeah, they lock themselves away.
Why?
I don't know.
Live.
Get out and enjoy the outside nature.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm not just a litigator.
You're an advocate.
Take us out, Doc, and one more time. Breaking the chains around me. Nobody else can find me. Take a look around me. Now I'm breaking the chains. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around, Dr. Robert Townsend for 97th District. Send a doctor to the house. Safe Ride Associates. Check with Neil for all your communication needs, from intercom to CB to Bluetooth, and by Innovative Insulation Systems. For those cold and hot days, make sure your insulation pays.